You were telling me earlier you used to think when you were a kid you kind of got scared of God once in a while. What was the deal with that?
I just always thought I needed to know him, and I didn't know if he really loved me unless I was doing the right thing or whatever. So I wasn't so much afraid of him. I just wanted to know that I was close to him or that I could know him. And I didn't know that for sure. Well, life is made up of behavior. It's drilled in us to behave and to be good. So it's real hard to think that God doesn't expect the same of us.
I can see why people get that idea, though, because if you look at what happened on Mount Sinai with Moses, people get the idea of an angry God. That's
Oh, yeah.
why this next clip is going to be a shock.
And God is after an enhancement of our pleasure. And in order to do that, he goes through this law. But it was not in his heart. Do you know that the whole time God was a lamb? Do you know that God, the God of Sinai, is a lamb? Isn't that amazing? I always thought that here's God, you know, he's mad. God's real mad, and here's us over here. We're these poor sinners, okay? And he's an angry God, but thank God he sends this little lamb to take the hits for us, and that's Jesus, right? And they're at cross purposes, the way we used to believe it. God's mad. Jesus is nice. Jesus begs the Father to be nice to us. You want to see a real revelation? I'm going to give you a real revelation with one swipe of the marker. God and Christ are not at cross purposes. Do you know that Christ is called the image of God? 2 Corinthians 4:4, he's called the image of the invisible God. And in John 1:29, he's also called a lamb. If he's the image of God, and if he's called a lamb, then God is a lamb. You telling me the God of Mount Sinai is a lamb? Yeah, the whole time.